Hello, we're the Cryptic Code. We're your hosts, Harmon,
Kenzie,
and JP.
And we like to talk about cryptids and aliens and generally anything spooky.
And we cuss a lot.
Indeed. Now, welcome to our second episode of season two. I believe we're handing the reins over to Kenzie for this week's cryptid. What you got for us, Kenzie?
I have for you the Black Shuck.
Is that like corn?
Yeah.
I realize it kind of does sound like that.
Let's get the Black Shuck.
Do you guys know anything about the Black Shuck?
It's like a dog in England, right? It's kind of like a...
it's just a dog in England.
It's like a wolf-looking kind of like dog, right?
I know it's in the new Annabelle movie. Annabelle comes home.
It's also in the new Assassin's Creed. Valhalla?
Really?
You can whoop the shit out of it.
I did read about that online,
guess who whooped the shit out of it? This guy.
Yeah?
So if we ever hunt this thing, you're...
Absolutely not.
But, okay. So to begin, Black Shuck is the name given to a ghostly black dog that is said to roam eastern England, having been recorded in different stories across the British Isles. Shuck comes from the Old English meaning devil or fiend. So I got a...
It was just black devil?
Pretty much, yeah. Oh. It's like the representation of like a demonic thing.
So when I shuck a corn, I fiend a corn.
You fiend a corn, yes. That's exactly what it means. Thank you. So I got this quote from The Highways and Byways in East Anglia by W.A. Dutt about the Black Shuck. So. Quote, he takes the form of a huge black dog and prowls along dark lanes and lonesome field footpaths where, although his howling makes the hearer's blood run cold, his footfalls make no sound. But such an encounter might bring you the worst of luck. It is even said that to meet him is to be warned that your death will occur before the end of the year.
Holy shit.
So you will do well to shut your eyes if you hear him howling. Shut them even if you are uncertain whether it is the dog fiend or the voice of the wind you hear. You may perhaps doubt his existence, and like other learned folks, tell us that his story is nothing but the old Scandinavian myth of the Black Hound of Odin, brought to us by the Vikings.
I can stop death by closing my eyes. What? Can't get me now.
So if you see him on like New Year's Eve, you're just fucked.
I've only got 30 minutes, guys.
Death with same day delivery.
It said, "Oh well, yeah, actually."
He's not a dog. Just pulls out a knife. He's like, "I'm coming for you.
I'm coming for you."
Run. Da-na-na-na. Does it count? Does it count as foretelling your death if it's the one that kills you?
You know, that's actually a good question.
We got 2 minutes of midnight, and it's like loading its clock.
I'm a psychic. I can tell you're going to die. Just pull out a knife.
So, more often, though, it's been told to just scare the shit out of people before leaving them alone for life. Basically, just showing up to give them, like, a brief heart attack, and then just...
That's how they die. They just get scared. The shit's scared out of them.
No, like, that's kind of, like, the understanding so far, at least in the beginning half of this, is that most of the sightings of this thing has not necessarily resulted into any direct deaths, and it has not, you know, a person reported seeing them in January and then died in December. Like, that's not a thing. But it is said that more often than not, if you were to see this dog, it literally will just scare the fuck out of you, and then you move on with your life.
Okay.
And I will say how...
It's the British way. A stiff upper lip, and you move on.
So, what I found interesting, though, the comparison to the banshee-like behavior is actually why the Black Shuck falls into the category of hellhound. In the cryptid world.
I didn't know there were categories.
There, apparently in the cryptid world, there is some form of categories, and this category is dedicated to hellhounds, and a Black Shuck falls under that.
That makes us sound way too organized.
It really does. It's
fucking real. What are all the stupid things that I fucking talked about? What was the snailing acid class?
Hentai.
Okay.
Oh. And a bird.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So, the earliest surviving description of the Black Shuck is from 1127.
Holy shit.
It is an account recorded in the Peterborough Abbey. A tale that, like the quote suggested, supposedly had to do with Odin and his hounds, and it was called The Wild Hunt. It was an event where Odin led a pack of men and hounds with black fur across the sky. Being witness to the wild hunt was, too, a bad omen. However, it has been claimed that there was an actual wild hunt, not just something from mythology. Witnesses of the event claimed that the creatures stayed for 50 days in their town, and a quote from the telling follows. This is a lot of quotes, by the way. Quote, "It was the Sunday when they sang. Many men both saw and heard a great number of huntsmen hunting. The huntsmen were black, huge, and hideous, and rode on black horses and on black he-goats, and their hounds were jet black, with eyes like saucers and horrible. This was seen in the very deer park of the town of Peterborough and in all the woods that stretch from the same town to Stamford, and in the night the monks heard them sounding and winding their horns," end quote.
Fuck, bro.
And this was horrifying. These were people who claimed that they saw the wild hunt. And this is kind of the origin story, I suppose, in reference to the Black Shuck in general, because it was seen as like this demonic beastly dog. And the wild hunt apparently had a lot of demonic beastly dogs.
Black Shuck origin.
Black Shuck origin.
Where's Geralt when you need him? Wind's howling.
Ah, yes. So, the most popular story, apparently in real life and not myth and legend, that revolved around the creature.
Well, now I think it's a myth and legend.
Is from St. Mary's Church in Bungay that happened on August 4th of 1577.
Okay. What is it, all these fucking stupid names, man?
Honestly, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Probably Bungay? Not. The British
Bungay?
Explanation is very weird. It might be Bungo.
Welcome to Bungay.
I know, I don't mean to butcher all these words, but I mean, there are some in, throughout that I do have complications with.
We're painfully American. Sorry, guys.
We are from the buttfuck hills of West Virginia.
Virginia. What?
All I know how to pronounce is pepperoni roll. And Appalachian.
And cousin.
No, I can't even pronounce Appalachian correctly, according to JP.
Yeah, I'm fucking aware.
But you're saying? You okay. Say the story?
So, August 4th, 1577. It is said that a black dog burst through the church doors, killed two people, and left scorch marks on the door that can apparently be seen to this day.
Holy shit.
How did it burn the door? Did it, like, fucking shit fire?
Because it's a demon.
So, like, imagine.
On the whole body.
Like, imagine hellhound. So, fire in some way. And it is referred to that this dog basically has, like, smoke around it. So.
Oh, that's what looks ghostly.
The way I visualize it is that this dog, like, slammed into the doors. They burst open, and in doing so, it scratched and burned its scratch into the door as it attacked.
This just gave me the mental image of if the black fog isn't fog, but is instead smoke, and the thing's constantly, like, howling and stuff, what if it's just on fire?
Yeah, what if it's going on? It's the door, it's because it was like, put me out.
Like, please help me.
Are these the firefighters? Oh, God, I killed them.
So, this specific incident was reported in a newspaper as well as a pamphlet that was delivered to the general public. So, this thing was such a monumental event of just fear, and they felt the need that they needed to warn everyone about this. So, they made a pamphlet and sent it out, which I thought was interesting.
So, the two people killed, did they die before the year ended?
No, they died same day. Like, the day that dog rushed in.
Okay,
so keep
the track record. Just keep that track record.
They died. They did die.
They did die.
Before the year ended.
Yes, great. Like, same day. Came in, and this dog murked him. Yes.
So what?
You'll die the same year, probably the same hour.
So, when they release a pamphlet. Mm-hmm. I'm curious what the pamphlet would say.
I couldn't find it.
Formal.
No, yeah, but, doesn't it? Yeah. That's what I thought too, especially like, given the year.
I get it. Like back then, that's just kind of what they did. There weren't like new
things. Well, and the other aspect of it too, you have to consider 1577, not a lot of people could read. Yeah. So it probably was like more of like a lot of like old English as well as photos or something to make it a little bit easier for people to understand. But I did try to find it and I didn't.
No, I just want to, let's get some discussion going of like, what is supposed to be advice on how like, survive it. What do you think the advice was?
It was not advice to survive it. It was a full-on warning of it.
Yeah, but like, what do they tell you to do? Just if you hear the wind, close your eyes.
If you've got a black dog, get rid of it.
I mean, I don't... Again, I did try black to find it. Me. I did try to find it, but I did find the newspaper article about it. And when I say Old English, I mean Old English. Hard to try and this articulate
like, this
out
is like
loud.
Back when like they didn't have spaces, right?
No, this is after Charlemagne.
Oh, okay.
It's
1577.
Okay, so you could actually, it wasn't just one long sentence.
No. And what's interesting about it, too, someone did, like, an actual drawing of, the, like, the Black Shuck above, like, the article that discussed what happened at this church. And I thought that was pretty cool.
So this was, like, a news story, not just, like, a rumor. Like, this is, like...
This was an event that happened that they immediately reported to anybody and everything that they could. Because it was... Well, here... Real quick, it gets worse. It is said that the dog actually caused the church steeple to collapse before said dog fled to Blithburg, a church nearby, where it killed several more people.
Jesus, running rampant.
I want to know how it made the steeple fall over.
Because in real life, the steeple did fall. Yeah. And in real life, there is doors, and apparently there are scorch marks on it that they claim to be from the Black Shuck that you can, again, see to this day. Like, they kept the original doors on this building from 1577.
The dog just ran outside, got like a rocket launcher, and shot the steeple.
So... I have a quote from a witness who was on the scene when this happened. His name was Reverend Abraham Fleming, and he was of Bungay. And he had wrote an essay after the event called, quote, "A Strange and Terrible Wonder," end quote, where he shares details of the attack that he witnessed. Quote, "This black dog running all along down the body of the church with great swiftness and incredible haste among the people in a visible form and shape passed between two persons upon their knees and occupied in prayer, wrung their necks of them both at one instant clean backwards. They died."
So this one flew in motions.
The way I understand is that this church was obviously in service. There were like 20 or so people present, and two of which were towards like the front or the back where this black shuck killed them. I have seen other tellings where these two individuals was like a father and son, a young son, and they were by the doors when the dog broke in and were killed from that. Then of course, this specific instance from Reverend Abraham, in which they were up front praying when the dog just swooped in and killed them both.
Okay, so not really sure who or how anybody died.
Yes, but the basis of the basic consensus is that because there were like 20 witnesses to this, and the two individuals did die.
Yeah,
it is.
And witness accounts are often very can be inaccurate.
Yes. Yeah. So probably panic, but again, the scorch marks are something that is very often pointed to.
Yeah.
In the validity of this creature. So, the Black Shuck is said to frequent, aside from obviously churches where it likes to kill people, they also go to bodies of water. And I say they because it's understood that the Black Shuck not necessarily is always just one individual dog.
Oh, there's like a fucking...
So, it could be an individual dog that just appears because it's also said to just vanish in sight. Or it's multiple, and that's where the Wild Hunt thing from Odin comes in, because he didn't have just one dog. He had multiple black hounds with eyes of fire running with him that stayed behind for 50 days after like the Wild Hunt ended. And in doing so, it's understood that they not all of them went back. That is like what the lore is in reference to this guy.
So they just stayed behind to mess shit up?
Pretty much. And again, it's the idea of like a demonic entity, especially in reference to like attacking the churches and killing people. So not only does he frequent churches and bodies of water, graves and forests are also big contenders for the Black Shuck. So along with the eyes of the Black Shuck being apparently the size of saucers, they also glowed red, because that's fun. Its description often varies in size from that of a normal dog size, so like imagine a lab, to as big as a horse, depending upon who witnesses it and where.
Okay.
And apparently it also often had foam just leaking out of its mouth.
This is a dog with rabies.
Yeah.
This is a flaming dog with rabies.
This is a flaming dog with rabies, yes.
Sweet mother of mercy. And like the worst part is the fact that it killed people in a church, which is like the one place you expect to be safe from stuff like this.
Yeah, because the idea is like, what is it? Like a demonic entities can't pass on holy ground.
Something like a hallowed ground, yeah.
Hallowed ground, thank you.
Yep.
It's the one place.
It's the one place
they shouldn't go.
And this dog full on kicked in the door and said, hey bitches, I'm here.
It means that priest was doing something he shouldn't have been doing. They came for him.
But even though the reverend isn't the one that didn't die, he was not the one killed. It was those two other people.
Had to send a fucking message.
He woke up with a horse's head in
his head. You ever seen like Castlevania where they like kill all the other people first and then they kill the preacher?
And it's just like it's like the idea of like fear mongering, like you're just like building up the anticipation.
Yeah. So your death is like 10 times worse.
Here, let me make a direct like association with that same thing, but with something I know that neither of you do. Twilight movies. Have you seen those?
Okay.
You've seen Twilight movies?
But don't
movies?
Just assume okay. I don't watch vampire love stories that are bad.
Anyways, Rosalie was attacked by the person that she was meant to be married to, and Carlisle found her, brought her back as a vampire, and she went in her wedding dress, killed all of the individuals involved, and went to her betrothed last. And she says in the movie, so he knew I was coming. And I'm like, God damn, that's pretty good. So imagine that.
Yeah. Well, did he ever come back for Abraham?
No, Abraham's fine. Well, I mean,
how did Abraham die?
Dog forgot about step two of the plan.
Oh, shit.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Like, again, like, there were, like, 20 people witnessing this event that happened that was posted in the newspapers, and only two died, like, same time it happened.
Right.
And I didn't find anything in reference to, like, records involving all the other people that were present. See if they died. I didn't find anything.
The next day, the village got nuked.
Oh, there's a cat behind me.
There is a cat behind you.
I switched my arm out and I just started petting something.
There's a bunch of cats here. Okay. So, there are many stories and many different tales across all sorts of areas in regards to the Black Shuck. So, there are definitely some things that don't make sense. And although the details do fluctuate and change depending upon like the era or the area, it's interesting how it seemed to always be a black dog wreaking some sort of havoc. That is the one thing I will note. They always, 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 when mentioning the Black Shuck, it was always a black dog.
Are black dogs common up there?
I have no idea. Yeah. That is the one thing I didn't research. Well, and the other part of this, too, is like,
what dogs look like back then.
For one, and two, 1577, I mean, I sincerely doubt there's like pretty
substantial
records of how many dogs were
there. Nobody was researching, like, what kind of dogs live here in 15.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's like going to be something easy to find.
True.
So, and now we're skipping ahead really far. So we just jumped from 1577 to 1905. So when I say we jumped. So there are reports.
Old scripted? I just realized that.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
It's like the oldest one.
But it's not American, so it's
Fuck it.
Oh, wow. Rude. Rude. So there are reports from this man in 1905 that claimed he witnessed a large black dog shapeshift into a donkey before completely vanishing before his eyes.
That's not what I expected. I thought it was going to be like a werewolf. It's going to turn into a dude.
Nope, yeah, it shapeshifted into a donkey.
So if it is a werewolf either way, do you think it started as a donkey or started as a wolf and it's a were-donkey?
I like to think it's what would happen if Donkey from Shrek got bitten by a werewolf.
Or it had sex with a werewolf.
I mean, he did have sex with a dragon.
And he had little dragon donkey babies. Donkey fucks, guys. Donkey fucks.
But, okay, opinion of a black dog shape-shifting into a donkey? Like, does anyone have anything to say about that?
I said what I had to say. I thought it was to make fun of it.
Okay, so, like, if it is a demon and it lives to cause fear, one, is the donkey its true form and it didn't know it was being observed? Or is it like, that guy's watching me, time to freaking the fuck out. What's the scariest being there is? Yeah. And then disappear.
Both of those are terrible. Imagine the true form of the devil is a donkey.
Well, I mean, hooves, man. He's got hooves.
There's so many animals with hooves. That horse. Those pigs. Well, I mean, pigs are the devil. I don't know how
they
like, will, terrible pigs are, but
they eat people.
They will eat people.
They will eat people.
If you ever fall into a pig bin, people leave quickly.
You need to be like immediately removed from that scenario.
Or you'll be removed from life.
Kill those pigs.
So the next one is from World War II. And
I'm going to Dub Dub.
Listen.
It's the black shark that's on the beaches of Normandy.
And I am only mentioning this because for some reason, for this being a tale as old as it is, there are not a lot of just direct reports of people coming into contact with it.
Because it died within a year.
Or, listen. My point mostly is that I think this is more like an urban legend. And I'm going to say that now. I'm going to just ruin it for myself. I'm going to say it now. I think this is more urban legend-y because there's warnings. There's small, isolated instances of this creature. And everybody who is everybody knows about it. But there's no full-on reports. So, the few I found, literally being three total, including the Peterborough Abbey, obviously aren't that impressive. So, just roll with it, please.
We're burning through this.
And again, this is part of the reason why I'm saying I only included this just for more information.
Yeah.
And once you hear it, you're going to tell me, yeah, that totally is bullshit. And I'm going to say,
what if this is the one that makes us back? We buy it.
And you won't. I promise.
This wolf, real.
I saw a black dog made of smoke, and it was biting Hitler's face off in the bunker.
What a hero.
All right, ready? In World War II... a four-year-old girl was woken by a large black dog in her room in the middle of the night. She had looked right into its red eyes before it vanished from her room. Understood that she immediately, like, freaked the fuck out, alerted her parents, and she then would have nightmares of the event following it for, like, years after the fact. Because it was apparently such a terrifying experience. And... she's 4 years old, so I'm gonna say it's probably a nightmare.
What if these cryptids just like sneak into people's rooms or staring at them from the window?
Literally, yeah. I feel like that's a common occurrence.
There was Jerry's Devil. There were the Kentucky Goblins who did it multiple times.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think they're just like staring.
They're curious. It's like a reverse fishbowl.
Yeah,
oh my god. They're looking through glass. Yeah. You just...
yeah, but I don't want to dive into my fish's bowl and check it out.
I mean, that's true. But, so, I did
someone
find...
someone is a loser who doesn't know how to live.
I'm fucking sorry.
I found this to be interesting, but I will also say, probably around this time, the Black Shuck was a well-known kind of, like, again, I want to say urban legend, because that's what makes the most sense to me. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure I was super freaking young when I started reading, like, those scary stories to read in the dark and all those kinds of books. So, if she had stumbled across something that could explain why it showed up in her nightmare, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to separate dreams from reality, especially if they're really vivid. And, you know, I'm obviously not trying to say a four-year-old little girl's lying, but I'm also saying she's 4 years old. I sincerely doubt she did not see what she thought she saw.
Or it could have been, like, sleep paralysis.
There's, like, a number.
Yeah, you're like, tired, just see, like, random shit, and you're like, that's definitely not real.
So, but again, I included this because there was, like, so little in actual, like, accounts of seeing this thing in action. So, moving on. And you know what we're moving on to? Right into theories, because that is all that I have on the Black Shuck for the most part. Isn't that great, guys?
Let's shuck this dog.
I'm surprised. Okay, so, like, one reason I don't believe in the little girl's report, like, I believe she thinks she saw it.
Mm-hmm.
This thing has very inconsistent behavior of, like, sometimes it looks at you and you die later on. Sometimes it just straight murks you.
It literally scares the fucking shit out of you for no reason.
There's no actual cord of, like, somebody seeing it and then, like, dying. Unless it killed them.
Yeah. And it is very weird. And again, this is what, and especially based on that quote from like the highways and byways and the way they explain it.
I just have to say, that is the coolest fucking website name.
Right?
The highways and byways. That is,
and it's not even a website.
Awesome.
That's a book.
Oh, it's a book? I thought you threw the website.
Nope.
Either way, that's a fucking rad name.
It is Highways and Byways in East Anglia by W.A. Dutt. And it, I don't
know. Oh, I heard the Dutt and I thought it was a dot.
So, some theories suggest that the Black Shuck is merely a mythical story told to prevent people from succumbing to their death from the cold weather that would befall the areas that these stories were told in.
Oh.
Apparently, the winters in these areas are bad enough where you could be outside and it would be fine. And the minute it gets dark, you're going to freeze to death if you don't get inside within like 5 minutes. Obviously, this is an exaggeration, but from what I read online, it seems to be that it would get so cold that, you know, if they had no warning, it was for sure death. For sure.
England.
So. England. England is pretty cold.
Oh, that might be why it's like, if you hear wind, get out of Dodge. Because, yeah. Like, it's constantly raining in England, and hypothermia is a real thing.
Yep, well, and it also possibly was used to sometimes describe large thunderstorms as well. Because what they think that the howling was supposed to represent was the wind. Because the wind could get so vicious and just, like, out of control and crazy. And the other part of this, too, of course, when it comes to winter, it's unbelievably cold, and when it comes to thunderstorms, I mean, like you said, it rains all the time, and it is pretty, like, can be intense, especially in cold weather. It can get really bad. So they think the Black Shuck was created to, like, basically prevent more deaths.
It was to scare people.
Yeah, it was to scare people.
It's like a children's story, but also for adults.
Yeah, like, fear the weather and stay indoors.
fear the weather.
But the thing about that, too, is that even though that is, like, pretty much the main theory, the only theory I really found in regards to all this, to me, that doesn't necessarily explain what happened at that church with the scorch marks.
Well, I feel like that, it literally, like you said, could just be a dog that got caught on fire.
I was going to say, well, they said it's frothy in the mouth. Maybe it was just, like, a really big dog or even a wolf that just had rabies.
Yeah. I mean, wolves can get fucking big.
Yeah, they can be really big. Like you guys said too, rabies, and imagine, but here's the thing too, every account ever mentioning this creature, all of them, say red eyes. I can't really explain that one.
My exaggeration?
Yeah, maybe, it could be like if I know of the Black Shuck and I see a black dog that like looks a little menacing, I would just be like, oh,
associate.
Red eyes.
Yeah.
Or like, reflections, because if it's dark,
yeah,
and you have like a torch or something,
yeah,
it will look red.
Red. Yeah. Well, and so the other aspect of that too, however, is, so if that's the case, A, how did the steeple fall? B, people died. I'm going to say maybe they died from the steeple falling, because this all happened like same day.
Yeah, that's true too. And there are like accounts where they're near the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I will say, like, all of that is very odd to me.
I feel like the steeple, like, just happened to fall fairly recently. It wasn't the same day. So they just correlated the two.
Possibly.
The paper got it.
But I will say, too, the scorch marks are, like, the number one piece of evidence that anybody has that could possibly back up the Black Shuck. But at the same time, no offense to religious folks, but the church has also been known to fucking lie out their teeth to get their way. In history. So, if the church found, for whatever reason, they needed to create a demonic entity that could help prevent more death or whatever, I mean, come on. I doubt they wouldn't take advantage of that.
Plus, I mean, scorch marks don't go away. It could be from anything.
It could be from anything, and they're just associating it with an event that they found a historical document about that literally has no proof whatsoever.
A brazier could have, like, fallen and caught the door on fire.
I will say, I don't know about the church's lying idea, just because if it was them wholesale making the legend up, I don't think they would have it happen in a church. That, like, maybe it killed people
outside. Yeah,
that's
true, because then it would make people feel like
they couldn't go to the church for a safe place. Yeah, I don't know. That part of it is what really throws me and makes me super confused, because, like, this theory makes sense, because, I mean, there historically, how many tales are told to warn people of natural, like, disasters to, like, try to save as many lives as you can so you instill an instinct of fear to this thing, you know what I mean? So,
La Llorona or Kelpies are supposed to be like, stay away from water.
Yeah.
Adult.
And so, you know, that's why I'm very just like, I wish there was more information on this thing. But like I said, it was pretty difficult to find anything because all of it's like word of mouth and no direct accounts, really. Just like little stories here and there mentioned that people so-called like witnessed it. And the only thing that has any kind of like validity to it that still to me doesn't feel very strong is the church.
Now, I do want to throw a supernatural theory out there. What if the Black Shulk isn't its own thing, but is like, because similar stories of black dogs with red eyes are all over the world.
Yep.
Yeah, they want to hear Hobbs Ferry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what if it's just a hellhound that occasionally pops up in England and instead of being like its own thing?
That's kind of like what I was thinking too. That's why I didn't necessarily like this like hellhound category, but I felt it was important to mention because, like you both said, there are a number of locations that have their own hellhound. And because they share similar characteristics and similar behaviors, that's why they created this category, because there were just so many individual instances, but they were so spread out that obviously it's not the same animal that is causing this, like, terror.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So it could just be some spectral creature that popped in, did its job, popped out.
Yes, because aside from that, there have been no recent sightings of this thing. Not at all. So, you know that where that leads me? To popular culture.
All right.
And, you know, you both already named things that I had written down. Oh, yeah, but I will I will restate. 2019 movie Annabelle Comes Home has Black Shuck of one of the spirits that live in the demonic doll.
Wow, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. And then Black Shuck appears in the 2020 video game Assassin's Creed Valhalla. And like you said, it's a mini-boss encountered while exploring the countryside of East Anglia. And you can find it eating a carcass amidst a ruined building. And when killed, it gives the player its decapitated head.
Yep.
So, to throw another crazy theory, what if this thing really was left over by, like, the Wild Hunt? Could it be tied to, like, Fenris or something, or... I don't know that much about Norse mythology.
So he had two sons, I believe. Fenris had two sons, and they're like, they circle the sun and moon. So they're two different things, as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
Because who knows, Loki could have fucked something.
Wouldn't be surprised, because how many weird creatures exist?
That's how Fenrir came to be. That's how Jormungandr came to be.
Horse Sleipnir. Child.
Maybe that's why I can enter the church.
Because he's not a demon, he's a Nordic creature.
Yeah. And technically isn't, like, elementally evil. There's also the kind of cultural thing of, like, the clash between new Christianized England and old Nordic England. Because for a while, you know, the Celts, the Britons, had very similar pagan beliefs to the Norse. So maybe that's, like, a metaphor for old and new clashing.
That's possible too, because I do feel like there is like a decent amount of mythology that kind of plays into the storyline with the Black Shuck, and honestly I feel like that the mythology also ends up playing a part in a lot of like the hellhound stories, whether that be like mythology in like the Nordic sense or mythology like within just the Catholicism sense of like the old Catholicism and the new Catholicism or that kind of thing. So, I mean, I think that's a good theory as well. But at that point, we're treading into, like, I don't know, not cryptid territory.
Literature analysis.
Yeah, pretty much. So, that's why, again, like, this is considered a cryptid. But there is, like, a lot that plays into this that I feel like it really doesn't fall into cryptid town. Like,
yeah, it's kind of like, when does a myth become a cryptid?
Yes.
Yeah, where's that line?
Yeah, and I feel like this line is really funky. But there are two more popular culture things that I wanted to mention. One is Sherlock Holmes, the NBC Sherlock Holmes. Did you guys watch that?
No.
Okay, well, there is an episode where they visit a town that apparently is haunted by a big black wolf beast kind of thing that terrorizes specific people, and come to find out it's an entire science experiment. But it's understood that what they're referring to in that moment, especially when they show it, quote unquote, is... that it's a Black Shuck, that they were representing the Black Shuck in this film, in this show. It's pretty cool.
Do you think it's possible that this was the inspiration for the book, The Hound of the Baskervilles? Because it is described as having red eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. Who knows? Maybe that's how the Black Skull came to be, was just the same trickery from the book was just used in real life.
We had some, like, because again, like, there's so many instances in history, especially super early on, like this, like 15, 16, 77, whatever, that, you know, oh, well, their bread went bad, or, you know, they drank something from the water, and the water had been, like, filled with waste, and so they got this disease, or there was cannibalism, and their brain got eaten away by it. Like, there's so many different circumstances based on where they lived and how they lived that impacted them to the point where horrible things happened. Like the Salem witch trial, some people say that the bread could have been like diseased and it caused mass hysteria. Yeah, so this could be 100% one of those situations as well.
It's also worth knowing animals were just really aggressive back then, like
because there weren't so many people.
Yeah, and it was easier to be starving back then, so they're desperate. Like, I saw a historical document once. In the 1600s, there were, I believe, 6,000 deaths in the Gévaudan region of France attributed to wild wolf attacks.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
But, and that's another reason why I think, too, like, aside from just, like, explaining thunderstorms, I mean, if, like, wolf populations were pretty crazy, especially with, like, in, like, the British Isles, or some kind of, like, disease running amongst wild dogs, you know, the Black Shuck could be another representation of just a warning. Like, if you were to see a creature like this, stay away, because you don't know what's wrong with it. And again, like, that kind of falls back onto the church story with it foaming at the mouth. Like, that is a sign of rabies. Yeah. That could have just been a different way of saying, like, stay away from beasts that foam at the mouth. Yeah. There's so many ways this could go. Last popular culture reference before we move on. My favorite ferret. The Black Shuck is in Harry Potter. In modified form, because Sirius Black is an animagus, and...
You said words that mean nothing to me.
You were a disappointment. Have you watched Harry Potter?
Yeah, I don't know what an animagus is.
Okay, it's like the fact that a wizard can change themselves into an animal. And don't insult Harry Potter right now.
It's pretty close to a furry.
Nope, I can't talk to
either of you. Did they ever fuck?
No!
Did they ever fuck anything?
No!
Did anybody ever fuck anything as an animal?
No!
Are you lying to me?
No! But listen!
Ron does have a weasel in his pocket, though, so...
It's not even a weasel, it's a person...
And
it's a rat.
That makes it worse.
It's a rat.
And I thought you were kidding.
No, he wasn't. Listen, okay. So Sirius Black is an animagus, and he can change into the shape of a large black dog. And in this movie, it's the third one, Prisoner of Azkaban. At the beginning, Harry sees this giant black dog, and it terrifies him. And later on, in his divination class with Professor Trelawney, which means fortune telling, he has a cup of tea with tea leaves in the bottom, drinks it, and she claims that in his cup is the Grim, in the form of a giant black dog that is a bad omen that would bring nothing but just horrible things. And obviously, she was wrong because she can't really tell the future, only sometimes. But...
No, I'm just making shit up, man.
But I will say, that was interesting to me because I don't think I ever associated that, like, in my head. Because I remember the dog being referred to as the Grim. But I was like, okay, bad omen, cool, move on. Like, yeah. The Grim Reaper, cool. But no, this was based off the Black Shuck. I thought that was very interesting. Because again, I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. J.K. Rowling sucks. But love the world of Harry Potter. So.
I think there's another pop culture thing. I think because I play too many video games. I think the Hounds of the Wild Hunt in The Witcher are supposed to be based off that.
Yeah.
You never put two and two together because, like, they're Witcher-based. They're, like, ice dogs.
Oh, that's interesting. But, yeah. Again, the term Wild Hunt reference to Odin and stuff, so...
It's the same Wild Hunt. Yeah. Because Poland also believes in Wild Hunt.
Oh, okay.
But I never knew where the dogs came from. I think that's where.
That's pretty cool. Awesome. So, guys, there's my cryptid.
Not real.
Okay, well, then what would you say in reference
what
to
would it? What I say? Well, I do... Something caught on fire and killed people in that church, and it could have just been a dog that got caught on fire for some
wild ass reason. Yeah, because you have to consider, like you said, they have nothing but fucking torches.
Yeah, yeah. So, or just, you know, a candle could have got the door.
Lightning.
But, yeah, anything.
There's so many scenarios.
Scorch marks don't go away.
Yep.
I mean, when a house gets burned, even if they don't have to rebuild the house, those fucking marks don't go away.
Actually, now that I think about it, because I assume it was storming when the black shall come, because storms are his own thing?
I guess. I mean, I have seen some retellings that, yes, it was storming, and then I've seen some that it wasn't, but it was night. So I'm not 100% sure.
I mean, it storms a lot there, so I think your chance of storming is pretty high.
Yeah.
It could have been lightning. That would destroy the steeple, leave scorch marks.
Yeah, and
again, the steeple falling, if they claimed it was the same day, that could easily explain those people dying.
And people will fucking die from lightning bolts.
And a giant steeple falling through the ceiling onto people, yeah, that'll kill you too.
Yeah.
So, but the other aspect of that too is apparently the black shuck then fled from that church to another one, like a couple miles away, and killed people there. But I tried to find first person accounts of that, and there were none. So
yeah, that one sounds a little made up.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree, but I think it's more on like the urban legend side. I think it is literally a story invented to be a warning about multiple threats, whether that be freezing temperatures, thunderstorms, or rabid dogs.
Yeah. Rabies.
I am going to sadly have to go no, probably not go either. But I'm leaning towards it being like an amalgamation of the two, that it is folklore, but it could have been spawned either out of the earlier myth of the Wild Hunt and aided by an incident where a really big rabid dog just went ham on some people.
Yeah, which is completely possible.
Rabid dogs could just fucking kill people.
Yeah.
Like, it's if you were a medieval peasant and Cujo just happened to you, you would blame that on demons.
100%. Yeah.
You'd be like, that's not natural.
Yeah.
100%. And I agree with that. But I did think, like, when I first got into the Black Shuck, I remember reading, like, itsy bitsy parts of it, and I really did think there was more to it. So I was all excited about it. And then, like, the further I got into my research and was looking through it and trying to find anything.
He's just a loser.
Yeah, I got a little frustrated with it. But I will say, again, this does classify technically as a cryptid, and he does fall in the hellhound category. So, I mean, apparently he has enough, like, gist to him to find his home in the cryptid world. But at the same time, I cannot accept this.
Maybe if you want to, like, renew this, we could do a future episode later on of, like, the cryptid dog show, and it's just different hellhounds around the world.
Oh, that would actually be really cool. I feel like that would satisfy me more, because I will say, like, this, after I was done, I kind of sat there and I was like, well, this was disappointing, like, the whole way around.
What's
like,
stupid hellhound?
And we could, like, rate them like dog judges.
Yes! Oh my god, can we please do that? I really want to do that.
Yeah.
Yay.
His coat's not flaming enough.
Well, his eyes did not strike fear in me.
Only a 6 out of 10.
Pissed myself. 10 out of 10. I don't know why I'm George Bush, but... or Bill Clinton.
I was about to say, you ever notice how George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, or Bill Clinton all kind of sound the same?
I feel like they're all from the same area. Like, they all have the same accent.
Clinton from Texas?
I don't know.
I've never seen them in the same room, so you could feasibly convince me that, like, Bill Clinton's like, and I'll bring out my good friend George Bush, goes outside, sweeps his hair back, walks back in. It's like, it's me, George Bush.
Anyway. Away from
randomness.
From that
George W. Clinton. But, yep, so that is all I have. Harmon's,
I killed Harmon. Yeah,
dying on them.
That's our next cryptid. If you're enjoying this episode, be sure to like and subscribe if you're on YouTube. If you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Anchor, follow us for more, and please leave a good review, or heck, doesn't even have to be a good review, just put your honest opinions out there, unless they're bad.
And then keep them to yourself. Don't hurt our feelings.
I will cry. And that brings you joy. You know what? More power to you. But be sure to follow us on Twitter at The Cryptid Code. And let us know what you think of the Black Shuck, both the legend. Do you think it was a rabid dog? Do you think it was real? And if any of our listeners are British, have you had any encounters with it? We would love to hear from you. But until next time, stay spooky out there. Good night.